right. Fart buckets. Want me to follow your lead?
After I go get a beer.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's kind of
should have did that before we started.
Listen, recording. That's a good point, Turk. But you know, I'm not the best decision maker in the world. But luckily,
hey, is this our opener?
Gosh, it feels like it. So, hey, Kirk, how are you doing, man?
Hello, I'm doing great. Are you in Gabe's apartment?
I mean, I haven't heard from Gabe in a while.
Huh?
Yeah. You know,
do you think he's dead?
I mean, it's possible. I mean, last time we saw him, I mean, 2 weeks ago, he wasn't doing well. He was having all those, like, shit and cum things that was happening.
You know, I heard you can die from blunt force shit and cumming.
Really?
Like, you shit so hard that, it ruptures your anus and, actually breaks your spine. And also same from cumming, but since he was doing both, I, you know.
What do you think if, maybe, the combination of the shitting and cumming caused the blunt force?
His pelvis just explode.
Oh, my gosh.
His pelvis must have... It just shattered his bones.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even imagine what that would feel like. Ugh. Poor Gabe.
So, hi, Dan.
Oh, hey, buddy. How are you?
Do you have an opener?
I mean, kinda.
Kinda? Hey,
I mean,
isn't it March?
It is March. And you know what March is?
The Ides of March?
It is the Ides of March. But you know what else March is?
St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, St. Patrick's Day. A holiday where everyone just universally just loves and just is so happy and doesn't see any problem with it.
I mean, I don't either. It's a day to fucking drink beer, and that's a day I want to live in.
Oh, really? You don't see any problem with St. Patrick's Day?
No. Nope.
No, nothing. Well, nope. Let me go ahead and enlighten you. In the age of the Me Too movement, Black Lives Matter, and respecting people's cultural heritage, when blackface is inappropriate and statues are being taken down, why, tell me, Kirk, is that it's okay that people can dress up in green suits and put on orange beards and get hammered because that's Irish culture?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, what are you going to do about it?
I guess I'm going to drink.
Gator sauce!
Gator sauce!
We're like potatoes to Irish people. It's kind of fucked up. Yeah.
And the British took us and committed genocide. Genocide, I tell you! Why does no one talk about the genocide against the Irish? The potato famine was not something that happened naturally. The Irish had plenty of food. The British took it from it and committed genocide against my people!
You know, I think the thing is that no one can be racist to Irish people because they talk so funny. Oh, hey there! Top of the morning! I ate a potato today. Oh, look at this. This is Guinness beer. I'm an alcoholic. Oh, woohoo!
I don't even have a response to that.
Ooh, my mother was a sack of dirt. Oh. She made love to a goat. And now here's me. I'm a deformed potato man.
You know, I'm genuinely speechless. I don't know. You know what? I should expect this. This is not the first time a German man has been aggressively racist towards a group of people and didn't see anything wrong with it.
Hey, guys. This is Gator Sauce. Welcome to a podcast. I swear and I promise you it is one. This is your host, Kurt Burghardt, live here in New Mexico. I'm sweating my balls off in a tent.
And
this is...
Am I allowed to introduce myself?
Yeah, that was kind of your cue.
Was it? Oh, okay, cool. This is Daniel Griffin reporting from you from the past in a space station conveniently located above Cleveland, Ohio.
It's very specific. We have to let you know every time where we are. But we actually were informed, right after we recorded the opener, we got news from the hospital that our dear and beloved Gabe died because his pelvis was shattered to a billion pieces. He's no longer with us, so a moment of silence.
All right, cool. It's what Gabe would have wanted, really. And if I could, Turk, can I say a few words about Gabe?
Yes.
He was a guy who let us record at his apartment.
He was part black.
Maybe. Who's to
no,
say?
No, he was.
Was
I think
he?
He's like 12. Yeah, he's 12%.
He was racially ambiguous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had a nice butt, though.
Yeah, he actually had pretty solid buns.
So, Dan, what do we do on this podcast besides shoot the shit?
Well, the three things that we're known for here at Gator Sauce, as the kids like to call it, is shooting shit, which you've already picked up on.
I'm from Texas. Drinking, we used to shoot shit all the time.
Drinking heavily.
Yeah.
And pop culture news.
All right. And one of the parts of drinking heavily, we actually disguise that by something called a beer review. Today, for the Irish, we're doing it for you guys. We got the Guinness Extra Stout today. We got the original Guinness. Well, I don't know if it's original, but it's
It says
whatever.
Since 1759.
Ah, so right after the potato famine.
Yeah.
Rip.
Yeah. I also love how, we're doing, you say, we're doing Guinness for you guys, when the person you're talking to is literally Irish.
Oh, yeah, I forget. His name was Arthur Guinness.
Yeah. And he is gone and mostly forgotten.
Well, no, he's not, because you're right, because most of the Irish are drunk, so they probably forget a lot of things.
Yep, yep, that's the stereotype.
So besides being racist to Irish people today, which is what I love to do, it's one of my favorite activities.
It's classic German.
So, Dan, what do you think of this beer?
It's spicy for no apparent reason. It kind of tastes like gravy, but cold. For those of you who don't know, I'm not a beer guy, which is something I'm contractually obligated to say on every episode. Yeah,
it's true.
Yeah,
we have
it's a real shitty contract. There's no money, and it costs me more than what I get out of it. Anyways, I'm not a big fan of beer, and the darker the beer, probably the less I like it. And this is about as dark as a beer gets. It is.
Oh my god. And it's fucking bubbly, man. It's thick.
It's like
thick.
The late Gabe butt. It's so thick.
Yeah, it really is. You guys, I know since this is an audio medium, I'm gonna have to describe this. So Gabe's ass. Just imagine, you know how the Nazis had those helmets? Imagine like a really shiny Nazi helmet. Two of them just put side by side.
Right.
Like right next to each other and polished. And then turn it to the side, and you just see the tops, the round tops of the helmets.
Me and
that's what his ass looked like.
Me and Gabe were often compared to each other for the quality of our asses, and really the reality of it is, and I feel comfortable talking about this because of respecting the memory of Gabe, is that our asses were so different. You really couldn't compare them because his was more about form, and mine was more about thickness.
Oh, I thought you were about to say mine was about function. A follow-up question on that: if yours is more about function, what does that mean? It's better at shit.
Have you? Yes. Oh goodness gracious! I haven't taken a solid shit in 3 years, Kurt.
Oh,
it
God.
Really is. Every time I sit down on a toilet, it's just bah! and then that's the end of it.
It's just a fucking explosion.
It's a violent process.
So I should give my opinion on this brewski boy.
Please.
I don't like stouts, and yeah. I don't like Guinness.
Yeah, which is partially why you're so racist against the Irish.
Yeah, because they made a shit beer. Actually, I will say there is a lot of flavor that goes into it, and I feel like it's like drinking coffee. Yeah. You have to drink a lot of it to get to like it.
Like I feel like it's over my head. Like I'm like, yeah, someone likes this. I don't know why, but they're not wrong.
I will respect anyone's opinion who said Guinness is a good beer. Because I feel like it is a good beer, but it's not good beer. Yeah,
I feel like if I'm ever eating like tartar or something like that, where I'm like, I know this is quality, but I don't get it.
Exactly.
Like I feel like I'm eating, or in this case, drinking something that's like over my head in a way, where I'm like, I believe you when you say this is good, but no thanks.
But hey, you know, whatever. To each his own. I'll rate it according to that.
Yeah.
So we'll be right back with y'all after this break.
Sure.
Don't we do that? Do we do ads?
Yeah.
Still?
I mean, I don't know where all the ad money's going, but we do ads.
All right. Fuck y'all. We'll be back.
You know this podcast that we make? It's not cheap.
It's not cheap.
And it
but it's not about money.
It requires a lot of financial support that we receive by getting high-end sponsors.
No, that's not how we work.
Oh, is that not how we work?
No.
How do we work, Kurt?
See, what we do is we give a shit about the artistic community, be it gamers, musicians, artists, fucking podcasters.
We do?
We do.
Oh, cool. That's nice.
Yeah.
It's good to know.
Kinda.
I mean, yeah, we try.
We try. We're not a fucking libertarian podcast, am I right?
Yeah, that'd be really awesome.
So, we have a new person we'd like to give him the shout out. Give him the, hey, listen, and hey, take a look at this person. He's a good old friend from San Antonio, Texas. He is a pop punk musician as well as a Twitch streamer.
You gonna say his name, Kurt?
Oh yeah, his name is Jeremy.
That seems like something you should add when you're promoting someone.
Oh yeah, you're right. Hey, I've only done this 3 times.
It looks like it. Where can we find Jeremy?
You can find him at Twitter at Pop Punk Pizza.
Pop Punk Pizza.
I'm making sure that's right. I don't know.
Well, I mean, I have his band. I have their Twitter page right here.
Oh, yeah. He's in a band. He's in a pop punk band.
Yeah.
And it's pretty good. It's some fun stuff.
Yeah.
Like, it's very lively.
You can find them at Across the Atlantic, ATABANDTX. So that's Across the Atlantic, their initials, ATA, band, TX. That's their Twitter. They're pop punk. And, Kurt,
yeah,
how do I feel about pop
punk? Oh, you fucking balls to the walls with pop punk, aren't you?
I fucks with pop
punk. Oh, yeah.
I literally listen to 15 seconds of their song when you introduced them to me just a little while ago. And I'm like, that's all I need to know.
I love this, yeah.
That's all I need to know.
I've been following their stuff for maybe about 2 years or so, but I like it a lot. It's really good.
They... literally all, like, in the moment that I listened to them, all I wanted to do was be like, I'm going to go get a CD, and I'm going to put it in my car, and I'm going to drive, because it's going to take me back to my childhood of driving around with pop punk blaring in my car, because I didn't have an aux cord, and I couldn't Bluetooth connect things to my car, and that I had to listen to CDs, and that was my only option, and it was dope.
We would go
to the Sonic Drive-In, and your friends would chill there, and that's my childhood, and life was simpler back then.
If anything, this shows you that we get, like, the artists that we get, they're homegrown like us.
Yeah.
They're indie as fuck, man.
You know what the difference, the main difference?
Are legit.
The difference between the people we feature as our sponsors and us.
What?
Talent.
Yeah, that's fair. We fucking suck. These people are actually good at what they do.
Yeah, it's almost like uncomfortable where you're like, wait, you're homegrown and you're good at
yeah,
it?
Yeah, we're...
I thought you had to be one or the other.
Yeah, we're just homegrown. That's it.
We're just homegrown.
Well, Jeremy...
We're not even grown in our home.
Jeremy does another thing as well, and we want to promote
what
this.
What is the other thing he does?
Well, he is a Twitch streamer. He just started this. He just built his computer. It was really fun to watch because on his Twitter page, you could have seen it, like, you know, the progression of, oh, I just bought this, I just bought that. He's officially now a Twitch streamer, and you can find him at Pop Punk, P-O-P-P-U-N-K, Pizza, P-I-Z-Z-A, 1, the number 1. Pop Punk Pizza, find him on Twitch, follow him. Some good content, he does a little bit of Overwatch and a few other games.
How did he get the nickname Pop Punk Pizza?
Well,
I feel
see,
like that should have been, like, snatched up. Like, immediately. Like, that seems like it's... I feel like that's what every, like, kid in a black shirt in high school wanted. Was the title Pop Punk Pizza.
I don't know, man. He is lucky as fuck for getting
that. I know, right? I know.
So, guys, go follow him. Go give him a... Give his band a listen. And, hey, have fun and... You know,
hey,
suck dick or whatever.
What are we going to do?
Back to the show.
Wait, before we go back to the show, Kurt, what are we going to do
yeah.
if they don't follow and listen to these people?
I can't do much.
I mean, I think at least a nut tap. Like, we're going to, like, nut tap you.
Oh, like a love tap where I get a beer bottle and I just lightly tap their nuts
yeah.
and they fucking fall to the floor?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do that
yeah,
to you.
So, like,
fuck
go
you.
Listen to these people. They're... nice enough to give us shout outs and support us, so
they're phenomenal.
Yeah, so back to the show. Curly.
Yeah.
Have you Curly. Ever like come home after a long
no.
day?
Yes.
And just been like, you know what sucks? Life.
I'm like that every day, man.
Yeah. That's what I thought. So like, what do you do when that happens?
Oh, usually I go into my bathtub, I cover myself in ranch dressing, and I just vigorously jerk off until I splooge all over the place.
Are you serious?
Absolutely. What? Sometimes I do it with olive oil, other times barbecue sauce. It depends on my mood. If I'm really angry, I use sriracha.
Honey mustard?
Because that way it gets... Yeah. No, I never use honey mustard. Honey mustard's for amateurs.
Oh. Well, this is embarrassing.
Yeah. What'd you think I was going to say? Something normal?
I use honey mustard.
Oh, in the bathtub
yeah.
specifically,
I like
though?
How it's sweet and tangy.
See, you're just opting for two weak choices. Sweet and tangy. You got to go one or the other,
no,
man.
I like sweet and tangy. I like to feel the honey you know. Mustard dripping down my ass crack. I like to feel it on my taint. I like to just feel the tangy goodness on my gooch.
Yummy. So, hey, Dan.
Hey, Kirk.
What else do we do on this podcast besides review beers?
Well, we said two other things. We shoot shit.
Right, which we've done a lot of.
We've done a lot of. That kind of just happens throughout. We review beers, which we've done the first
yes.
half of review beers. And I think the third thing was a pop culture news.
Pop culture news. Now,
culture
I think we need
news.
Someone to introduce this to us, but we don't have him.
Right.
Unfortunately,
you, hey,
R.I.P.
Do you think you can, I don't know, make it work?
I can improv, Gabe.
I mean,
I'm
just saying, since pop culture Gabe is no longer with us, along with regular Gabe, what about, like, pop culture Kurt?
I mean, I could try it. Let's see.
I mean, you don't know unless you try it. I know how, like, most, like, comedy podcasts probably do, like, rehearsals and plan things, but we like to, like...
fucking faggots.
But we like to, like, really test things out on the air, because this
yeah.
is live, that's for sure.
Yeah, this is not edited at all, I promise.
And this is not, this is, wherever you're listening to this, that's when it's happening. If you're listening to this at 3 a.m., that's when we're recording. If you're, stop halfway through the podcast and start listening again the next day, that's,
it's live.
When you paused it, we stopped talking and we waited for you to press play again.
Yeah, we're basically the cat that's in the box in Schrodinger from the thingamajig.
Yeah.
That's us.
I vaguely know about
that. You don't know if we're alive or dead until you play us.
Yeah, and then you realize we were never alive in the first place.
Okay, yeah. I can try and conjure forth my inner energies and see if I can pull out a pop culture Kurt.
Let's see this. I can't wait. Okay, that sounds good.
Hey guys, it's pop culture Kurt. What's going on?
I mean, we're just here doing pop culture news.
Oh yeah, so like about pop culture. Yeah, so Captain Marvel was a thing. Dan, why are you crying?
It makes me miss Gabe so much.
I know. It's really hard for me to do this.
You're not the same.
I know. We just got to get past this.
Okay, you keep talking. I'm going to try to gather myself.
All right. Captain Marvel was a movie, and we watched it, right,
yeah,
Dan?
Yeah, I watched it opening weekend.
Really? I watched it on Tuesday because it was like $5 a day at the theater, and I'm fucking.
That's a move I respect.
Thank you.
So, my thoughts on the movie. Thanks for asking. Pop culture Kurt will never be as good as pop culture Gabe.
That burp was pretty good though. Okay. All right. Fair enough. Whatever.
Just know that. I just want you to know that, okay? So, my thoughts on the movie is, it was good. Like, it didn't blow me away. It wasn't, like, the best Marvel movie I've ever seen. But it had a lot of, like, really cool, because it was set in the past, which is not a spoiler. Because it was set in the past, there's kind of a lot of cool preemptive references to stuff that's going to happen later.
Yeah.
And so you get to, like, see a bunch of characters and items appear and be like, oh, shit! I know when that comes up later. That comes up in blank movie. That's so cool that I get to see where it was, you know, 10, 15 years before I saw it later. So I thought that's a really cool part of it. I think it's a lot of it kind of like if you're a hardcore Marvel fan, it gave you a lot of cool stuff like that. But all in all, I thought it was a really good movie. It was exciting. It was fun. Captain Marvel's a really cool character, and I can't wait to see what they do with her.
I think it was a very well-contained plot.
Yep.
Beautiful story, beautiful mm-hmm. characters. Brie Larson, just great. She's a great actor. She fucking deserves that role.
She did. She did fantastic.
She did fantastic. So I think what it is, it's that movie that's supposed to be in between fucking Revenge of the Sith and A New Hope, except for Marvel movies. That's what this movie is.
Clone Wars?
No.
That's first one.
Right. What happened in between those?
Empire Strikes Back.
No, that. Just don't worry about it. No.
Oh, Revenge of the Sith and New Hope. Oh,
3-4.
Oh, I see what you're doing there.
Yeah. Okay. See, it fills the gaps. But the only issue I have with the film was that it relied a little bit too much or too blatantly on nostalgia.
Yeah, that's true. I don't think if I just didn't watch Marvel movies, I could just go and watch this movie and care. I had a buddy that I was talking to about this earlier today, actually. He compared it to, like, the first Thor movie,
mm-hmm.
but the only difference is because it's so much later in the, I don't know...
MCU?
The MCU creation... It's the same quality of movie, but now we care a lot more about the characters.
You know,
so therefore it feels better.
I think it was really interesting how, by the way, this is a spoiler alert. I think it was really interesting how,
you spoiler know, alert. They just for everyone listening, spoiler alert, don't at us. The movie came out last week. I understand a lot of you haven't had time to listen to it, but we're giving you warning.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
I think it was really interesting how Marvel actually chose to make Captain Marvel a man. You know, so we've been seeing a lot of things about this movie, and it's Carol Danvers this, and Carol Danvers this. And you see her, she's like a woman. But the interesting thing, man, was that when it gets down to it, we learn that Captain Marvel's a dude.
Yeah.
It's not Brie Larson. She's just a fucking whatever. Who cares about her? It was all about a white male.
You know what's crazy? And this is something I never thought I would see happen. Is that they... Because you know DC has their own version of Captain Marvel. Or their own character called Captain Marvel. The yeah. fact that they're ballsy enough to switch those characters and put Captain Marvel DC, also known as Shazam, in this movie,
yeah.
and then Carol Danvers, Captain Marvel for the MCU, is going to be in Shazam, I assume. The fact
I
that,
assume because she was in it for like 5 yeah, minutes.
But
then, like,
but then
guys.
They did like the body switch thing, and they're like, oh, it's the other Captain Marvel from DC. They even say from DC... universe, and like he's gonna be in this movie for the rest of it, which I thought was a bit on the nose for them to say, but you know what, it was a bold decision, and I can't wait to see how
it was really bold.
Can't wait to see how it pans out.
Honestly, I think it was a good move to make Captain Marvel a man, because those Christians, man, do you know how angry they would be if they saw a superhero that was a woman?
Probably, if I were to guess, on a scale of 1 to 10, probably like a 1 to a 4, which is, you know.
Not that angry?
Not very. Yeah.
Are you sure about that one? Well, you know what?
You know what?
Feminism.
It has its points.
Oh, wait. Was I supposed to say something after feminism? Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on.
What you were going to say was feminism is a
thing. Hold on. I have to read the script again.
Please, as for the audience at home, all of our shows are scripted, and all of this is very, very detailed writing.
Feminism so, yeah. ist ein Feuer und Schweinhund, das Frühchen der Seehund. Why is the script in German?
All right. Because whenever you drink heavily... especially different kinds of beers, as we do in this show, you actually forget English and become fluent in German.
Wow. I think one of the words I said was swinehound. But,
maybe.
Hey, so
did you see
that new Marvel trailer for Endgame?
Like, 2 minutes ago?
Yeah, you did, because I forced you to.
It's almost like you told me to watch it.
I put my foot on your throat and said, dude, watch this.
And I was like, thank you, Kurt, for helping clear up my sore throat.
Yeah,
now
exactly.
Now I can watch this trailer.
You know, I look out for you, Dan. I know we have a pretty rocky past, you and me.
Sure, yeah.
You know, the times we were in Vegas, you know.
Yeah.
We got
and how
fights.
Much I hate you on a personal level.
Honestly, I just want to shit in your mouth.
That's the nicest thing you've ever said to me.
Right, but you saw this trailer. What'd you think?
I liked it a lot, of course. I'm starting to think that I'm just not a good judge of this stuff, because anytime they show me anything, like, Marvel's got me by the balls right now, and I don't
Absolutely.
Care. Absolutely. I don't
I'm
care.
I'm fine with that.
They...
No, I want Marvel to rim my asshole. I'm not much... I'm more of a top.
No.
I'm more of a top, but
listen.
I want them to get there. I want them to put their tongue inside of a jar of honey... And just all on my asshole.
You know what? I want you to think about this. Marvel doesn't rim anybody.
Wait.
We rim Marvel.
Sorry. Yeah, that's
Marvel,
fair.
Marvel bottoms for no one.
Okay. We bottom for them.
Yeah. We lie down on our face... with our bums in the air, and say, "Please and thank you, Mr. Marvel. Go as hard as you'd like."
No lube whatsoever.
I mean, a
In
little spit,
fact,
but that's more because it turns him on to do it.
some glue.
But not dried glue. They're not a monster.
No, dried glue. What's dried glue?
Like glue that's dried? What do you mean, what's dried glue?
I've never seen dried. They just. Whatever. Okay, so this trailer has me really excited for the fucking end game. I don't know, guys. That's all I have to say about
You
it.
mean me? Guys? Like, it's just me and you.
Oh, no. I'm talking to the audience. You know, it's called The Fourth
Huh.
Wall or something.
Nah.
Hey, so guys, we're gonna be back after this
Wait,
break. We
wait,
are gonna have a
wait, wait,
guest.
wait, wait,
What?
wait, wait.
What?
All right, you can go now.
Okay. All right, we'll be back after our guest. See you in a
Thanks,
sec.
bye.
Bye-bye. Have you ever been in a bathtub jerking off and you had no idea what you're doing?
Only every day of my life.
Have you ever wanted to feel really good down there and also taste something absolutely delicious?
It's like you're talking directly to my wants and needs.
Try Thurman's heated mayonnaise. It comes in a jar.
Oh my goodness, where can I get a product like this?
You can get it at any store. And when you buy it, it has an activation code on it that lets you turn on the mayonnaise and get it warm.
Oh my gosh, it's like nothing I've tried before.
Let's get down to business and jerk with some mayo.
Not only is my dong sticky, it's also warm.
Call now at 444-4444, and we'll give you a special offer of a ball and gag.
And my wife likes it too.
Slap your dog in the mouth after you jerk off, because you know nothing's better than slapping your dog in the mouth with your dong.
It's fun for our fur babies too.
And don't forget your kids.
It's fun for our regular babies. Warming mayo is fun for the whole family.
Thurman's warm and mayo. Shove it up your ass. So, I was in the I just got out of the pool when I was in Vegas, and you weren't there, Dan. So I walk over to the bartender and I'm like, "Hey man, why the long face?" And there's a woman that comes up to me and she looks real funny and she just straight up farts in my mouth. She farts in my mouth.
My
Oh my,
gosh.
can you believe that?
Yeah, I can.
How?
Well,
That's pretty.
Vegas is known for the farting women, farting mouth women of the casinos.
The funny thing was, she actually farted out of her mouth.
Yeah, it almost feels like a kiss if it wasn't for the fart feeling. So it's kind of like
Yeah.
imagine like the worst kiss ever where it's like super open mouth and like your lips aren't even touching, but then a fart enters your mouth from their mouth.
And it just smells, it tasted like raw
Right.
shrimp in July. 'Cause we all know women's farts smell like shrimp. So,
Yeah, that's a thing we all know.
Hey, did we book a guest?
Shit. You know who was supposed to do it this week?
Oh, fuck. The dead
Yeah,
guy,
it
right?
was Gabe's turn to book a
God damn it.
guest. Well,
All
let's
right.
just let's stall for a little bit. I mean, most podcasts would just stop recording at this point, but I think it'd probably be better.
Well, speaking of stalls, after that, I went to the bathroom to go wash my
Yeah.
face. And I was
Yeah.
in there, and a guy with no hands walks in, and he just starts probing me with his
Huh.
stubs. It was the most unusual thing.
Didn't you tell me one time that was like your on your list of like top three fantasies of all time?
I mean, I didn't fuck the guy, But I could have.
I mean, stub probing, that sounds awesome.
You know, it's right up there next to having sex in a meat locker with all the meat there. You know, so I'm beating my meat on the dude.
So you're beating
around meat.
You're beating your meat on the meat.
On the meat. Hey, wait, whoa, Dan, what's that behind you?
I don't see anything. What?
It's
you see it?
I think it's an apparition.
It's someone a native to Australia.
A native to Australia.
An aborigine.
Dan, you're literally fired from the fucking podcast.
Finally, I've been trying to get out of here for so long. Wait, where were we? Well, oh my gosh, fear. I'm in fear. I don't see it. Kurt, where is it?
It's right behind you.
I don't see it. Like
It's the colors of the Brazilian flag. Is that Gabe?
No, Gabe's gone. No,
there's no way that's Gabe's ghost. He's dead. He's dead. I've never met a ghost in my life.
I can't believe you guys went on without me.
Kurt, I'm not, because I'm not wherever you are right now. Yeah.
How did he find me in the space station in Cleveland?
I honestly don't know.
You thought I wouldn't know.
Hey, remember, he is dead, though.
So, what part of the show are you at?
We're at the interview right now. You know.
Oh, perfect. It was my dying wish to be interviewed.
You know, you said...
I was hoping to be on one of the Fox News shows, like Fox and Friends, but I guess this will do.
Why are you talking like that? You sound kind of, you know what you said? You sound kind of like Dan when he's, like, sleepwalking.
Shut up! Yeah, Kurt, he doesn't sound like me at all. Yeah, you little faggot-ass bitch.
Gabe! You've never called me a faggot-ass bitch before. Wow.
What are you gonna do? I'm already dead. I shit and cum myself to death.
By the way.
You little queer cunt.
How'd that feel, shitting, coming, and pissing yourself
to
death?
It was the greatest feeling of my life. That's just amazing. My goodness.
I mean... Maybe I want to shit and come and piss when I die.
I highly recommend it.
So, Gabe, have you made any new friends over in the afterlife?
Well, I met Michael Jackson. Turns out he did fuck kids.
Hey, that's pretty relevant news.
Oh my gosh. Even in death, Gabe is giving us pop culture news.
Was he a cool guy?
He was really weird. He tried to touch my butt, and then he found out I was over the age of 12. Then he wanted nothing to do with me.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Did you meet God?
God, he's here, but he's kind of, it's hard to explain. God is kind of, like, I don't know, he's kind of like a, he's kind of, you wouldn't get it.
I wouldn't get it, okay. What, did you ask him what he thinks about gays?
He says, stop asking me dumb questions.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to laugh. That's just ridiculous. So, Gabe, now that you're dead, how is it that you can get around? I mean...
Well, mostly I just kind of lurk and haunt and spook my way around.
So... Gabe, I want you to know this, but this is a secret. Come here, Gabe. Come here.
I'm right here, you fucking queer.
Shh.
That rhymes.
So you see Dan over there?
Of course. Yep.
So after you died, Dan was like, well, you know, I can do anything now. And he fucked your mother.
That's okay. I told him I was cool with it right before I died. It was actually part of my will.
So in your will, you said, I want Dan to fuck my mother.
Yeah, what's so complicated about that?
Alright, Freud, calm down.
Gabe, I mean, this is crazy that we're sitting here with you. Is there any, like, message from the afterlife that you want to give us or anything like that?
Yes, I want you to know that I always hated Kurt, and I always thought Daniel was way cooler. He's more handsome and probably could nail more women and men than Kurt combined, because Kurt is a balding little cuck.
Fuck you. Fuck you, Gabe, you little punk-ass Brazilian bitch.
He looks like a pedophile got AIDS.
I mean, I do have AIDS, but I don't like children.
And you fucking deserve it, because you're a bad person.
You know what?
In fact, I will be spending the rest of my eternal afterlife haunting you.
Well, Gabe, before you go, I have a secret to tell you.
Tell me, you little bitch.
I fucked your dad.
Good, I never liked him anyways. Goodbye for now. Bye, Gabe.
But fuck you.
I like Ghost Gabe.
Fuck you.
Ghost Gabe, I think I like better than, like, Live Gabe.
Fuck you. Fuck you. What? No, fuck you. Fuck
Why
Gabe.
Me? What did I do?
Fuck this podcast, man. Fuck this.
I mean, yeah.
Fuck everything. I just want to go home and beat my husband.
I mean, isn't that the American dream?
With a white picket fence. Hey.
And a bleeding spouse. Come buy yourself a foreclosed on house.
One thing that I think is pretty great and interesting is I cummed in Gabe's dad. Gabe's dad cummed in his mom.
Yeah.
Gabe came out of his mom, and then you came in his mom.
I never said I finished. I just said I fucked her.
Oh, you didn't finish? That's rude.
Look at her.
Hey, she's a fine lady who can make fine toaster strudels.
She's a decent person, but, like, God. She looks like old lady Gabe. It's gross.
I mean, that ass, though.
Oh, yeah, that ass. Ugh. When we were doing it doggy, oh, my gosh. Whew, it bounced. I didn't even have to really thrust my hips. It just bounced.
It just did all the work for
me. It did all the work for me. It was incredible.
So that was a weird thing we did.
What are you talking about?
Well, we talked to a ghost.
Oh, yeah, we did, didn't we? That was weird.
Were you not there?
I mean, I was, but, like, I just kind of was, I don't know. My head was in the clouds. I was thinking about other stuff.
Uh-huh. You mean your head was in the vape clouds? I saw you back there. You were just going...
Well, when you see, like, that kind of, like, misty flow that a ghost floats in on, it just made me think of the sauce, you know?
Mm-mm, the vape sauce. So speaking of sauce,
that's our other podcast. It's a vape sauce. We have two podcasts. It's Gator Sauce and Vape Sauce.
Vape Sauce. Where we just Vape Sauce is an experimental vaping podcast where we just make vape noises and hope it's artistic.
Yeah, the only place we were able to get published is on those, like, ambient noises things.
Yeah. They think we're not doing serious art, but, you know, hey, I'll tell you different, you know. Hey, so,
Hey.
We have a thing we need to do.
What's that thing we need to do?
We need to revere a beer. Review a beer. Review beer.
You want me to start, or do you want me to wrap this shit up?
I'll start.
You start.
So Guinness Extra Stout, I don't like it. Every time I... Hold on. Watch this. Or listen to this. This is me drinking it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's literally my reaction every time I drink it.
I'm still halfway through my first one.
Yeah. It tastes like I have motor oil in my mouth.
Which is normally your thing, but you're not a fan of it right now.
Right, yeah, right now I'm taking a break from Transformer sex, so...
Gosh, that was a wild and crazy time.
It was.
Remember that, threesome we had with Bumblebee?
Hey, man, I'm just saying that Starscream...
Mm-hmm. Gosh, that name alone.
He really... there's a reason why he has that name, am I right?
He screams to the stars. High five through the screen.
Wow, I'm really glad that contacted. But theoretically, I'm going to say I like this beer.
Okay.
I like the concept of it. I don't personally like it myself.
Sure.
But outside of the bounds of actually me... I think it's an interesting beer, and I think it's part of history, because it's the reason why Irish people are dumb, and...
You want to add to that at all?
I really feel that the British did a bang-up job with keeping all the potatoes away from the Irish.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know what? I don't like it, but I might... My finger scale would just be a pinky down, which means it's not fancy. But since I like it as a conceptual beer, I'm going to say both pinkies up.
Okay.
It is a doubly fancy beer.
Okay. I respect that. Here's what I'm going to do. On my left hand, just like a thumbs up. Just thumbs up on my left hand. And on my right hand, it's an open palm. You see it like an open palm? But it's like a sweeping motion. It's like a sweep.
This is complicated, y'all.
There's like a sweeping motion where I'm kind of like going like that across my body. You see it? Can you see? See that? My camera there. Like that. I'm kind of like going like that. You see that?
Yes, yeah. I see it now. Okay. Yes.
What this means is, it's good for someone else. As in, I agree with what you're saying. I don't think it's like. It's bad. I don't think it's like a shitty beer. I've tasted beer that tastes like piss. Like tastes watery and gross. It doesn't taste like that.
Yeah, natty ice.
This just tastes like it's thick. It's got like almost like a spice flavor to it, and it's so dark. It's just not.
It's like the polar opposite of like natural ice. Or
Bush. It's just not my jam. So it's not that it's a bad beer. It's just, it's not what I personally like. So that's why I give it, it's good for someone else.
All right. So we have come to a close to our episode of St. Patrick's Day, where we are, you know, we're not racist towards the Irish because you can't.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
No, I'm not racist toward the Irish at all. I am Irish. I am an Irish person.
I mean, look at him. How can this person...
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you guys for listening. I've been Kurt Burghardt. You can find me on Twitter at @Kurt_duh_hurt. Don't forget to look us up on Instagram at Gator Sauce Podcast and Twitter at Sauce Gator. We also have a Patreon if you give a fuck about giving us money, because we love money. I mean, I don't love it, but, you know, give us money.
If you give a fuck.
And this has been...
Wait. You can follow the late Gabe Villa at Gas Villa. I would spell that for you,
right.
But I don't remember how to spell it. Wait, no, I got it in front of me.
G-A-S-V-I-A
underscore. Gas Villa.
Yeah.
And I have been Real Dan Griffin. You find me on all forms of social media at RealDanGriffin. And
for the obligatory Gabe thing, you're the real Dan Griffin?
Yeah.
What about the fake Dan Griffin?
It's a story that I've told almost like every other episode.
Every episode. Yeah, okay. Well, thank you guys for listening. We really appreciate you, and I hope you get a nail
stuck
in your dick.
I hope you make better decisions than to listen to this podcast.
Good night, New York.
Good morning, Atlanta.